going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Lee, it's the strangest story this morning.
Which one?
This Democrat judge, Joel Kino and his wife, Nancy.
Boy, what was he thinking?
They have, and this seems to be a thing with Democrats. They have their own MS-13 or Tren de Aragua member.
Living in the basement.
Yeah. No, everybody wants one. It's super hot. You know, they'll do birthday parties and maybe I don't know how this works.
Hey, you want to go out and shoot out back with my daughter?
I know. And they have guns, which is strange for Democrats. The guy shows up, does some work on their house, and somehow they all end up shooting together, sharing guns. He's not a citizen. It's illegal for him to possess guns. And now there's pictures all over this guy's timeline of him hanging out with the judge and his wife and the daughter and the guns. Well, ICE has come calling now. And the judge and the wife, the judge had to resign earlier in the week. The judge and the wife arrested by ICE.
Yeah, New Mexico said you'll never be a judge in this state again, too.
Making it even more odd, Kano and his wife and daughter, Red State writes, apparently like to go show off their extensive weaponry and go shooting with the guy who has been seen making gang signs in other photos that he's posted. Even weirder, okay? This is the part that really rattles me. They obviously seized his telephone, his cell phone, I should say. And on it are decapitated headless bodies that were taken photos of at pretty close range. So I'm not sure what's up with that. But anyway, I mean, other than that, I'm sure he's a great guy. So...
Oh, gosh.
It's turning out to be a horrible, terrible, no good, very bad week for the Kanos, who have now been arrested on camera. Meanwhile, the New Mexico Supreme Court has ordered that the judge, Joel, never again be a judge in the state. Mm-hmm. And ICE has dropped by and arrested the couple. Now, this is a Republican regime. I mean, normally this sort of thing would be celebrated for a Democrat. But you know what's weird about it? This guy, before he was a judge, he was a cop. He should know better.
Yeah.
And when you've got this suspected gang member, he's got all the tats, he's got all of the signs. I mean, all they got to do is look at his social media to see something is very, very wrong here. He should know better. But he doesn't seem to. I don't know. And I got to tell you, this really makes me curious about the link between the Democrat Party and gangs.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've gone into great lengths about that, but it makes you question the judgment of the judge here, doesn't it?
Yeah. And look, he's not the first one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should stop by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's house after this because he said, remember, he revealed he is housing his own illegal immigrant at his house. He's got one. First 12, this is a Democrat governor, speaking on a live panel about Donald Trump's first 12 days back in office. And he revealed he is housing a migrant. He invited them to come and arrest her and him, too, since that would be what? Aiding and abetting, human trafficking, that, you know, typical Democrat stuff.
I don't think Tom Holman and ICE need an invitation for that.
No, and I was very disappointed as I thought surely they'd show up, but no, no. So this whole thing of get your own illegal immigrant and house them in your home is actually a thing in the Democrat Party now. He said, I don't want to get into too much detail, but there's someone in our broader universe he was talking about, you know, living with him in his home.
Well, I guess the Democrats have moved on from the old days where they just celebrated cop killers.
Yeah.
And so now it's going to be, let's celebrate, you know, foreign gang members that are here illegally that have been deported. So then we can go do a congressional junket.
Yeah. And by the way, they, when they do this, they leave a lot of details out, it seems. Like, for instance.
Oh, really? Leaving things out, Tara? Come on, Democrats? Well, you mean they're not completely transparent here?
No, never. New York Times headline, okay? And it's very sad if you read the story. 21 years later is the headline, deported back to a home he barely knew. Guy's name is Nacimiento Blair. And he is an illegal immigrant, but he's been here for 21 years, you know, and he's got family here. They're also illegal immigrants. It's so very sad. I mean, he doesn't even know how to go back there and function. And yet it's so mean. He's been deported. What details might the New York Times have left out of this article? Anybody got any idea? Well, the 15 years he spent in prison for kidnapping? Yeah, that.
That was part of the 21 years he was here?
Yeah, that. Okay, and so, you know, I can imagine he hasn't been back home. You know what I'm saying? Not even for a visit. Because he's
been a little tied up.
He's been in prison. He's from Colombia, by the way. So, yeah, you know, when Americans come out of prison for kidnapping after 15 years, things have changed. You know what I mean? You might not recognize the old neighborhood.
It's true. I mean, so this is, if it's around here, they may have torn things down and built a whole new development.
Right. I know. It's happening. Your tax is doubled. Right? Your property tax.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So yeah, he in 2008, he was issued a final order of removal. But because of the Biden administration's open border policies, he was released onto the streets of New York recently. They hunted him down and sent him home. So, and by the way, I mean, if Biden was still in office, he'd still be on the streets of New York, which is, I think, the New York Times problem. Anyway, they kind of didn't mention the kidnapper part of the 15 years in prison.
Okay. That's kind of an important detail. pretty good reason for why he spent so much time here.
Yeah, but see, this is what the problem with this is. Now you're going to have all your Democrat and liberal friends running around talking about how very, very mean Trump is and maybe getting weaponized, not understanding they're protecting criminals. That's what these people do. Meanwhile, oh, this is my favorite this morning. This is okay. Lake and Riley Act. You would think in this country, we could agree that men who rape, murder, or violently assault, resulting in injury, women who men, you know, men who are illegal immigrants who do this should be auto deported.
Yeah,
right?
That should be pretty easy.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that would be hard. You get convicted, you're automatically deported. No, no, no. Step too far for the Democrats. This is Democrat Representative Frederica Wilson talking about the horrors illegals must endure now because of the Lake and Riley Act passing.
Because of the new Riley Act that was passed, people are going to be picked up off the street every day and sent here. As new detainees come in, they try to ship people pace because of the Riley Act.
Well, yeah, that's how it works. But tell them about what people?
Yeah.
Well, just people? Well, illegal immigrants who rape, murder, kill, or violently assault, resulting in injury. Those illegal immigrants. Yeah, they're going to get picked up off the street. 69% of Democrats support that, by the way. She should check that poll. Said if they're gang members or they have committed crimes, they should be deported. I mean, this is who they are. This is how they talk. There's no self-awareness here either. None whatsoever. Texter writes, it's a shame they won't let that guy be a judge in New Mexico. I guess he could just move to Maryland. They allow weird judges there. Yeah, I know. Texter writes, we keep assuming Democrats like that judge support gangs for trafficking votes. I bet there is more desperation for trafficked children than we are giving the Democrats and their judges credit for. Yeah, I'm looking forward to them finding out where some of those kids went. The ones they keep handing out to gang members, the same gang members who come to Health and Human Services facilities to pick them up, pretending to be the uncle, the aunt, the cousin, the whatever. So a lot of people reacting to this new phenomenon of people feeding themselves to sharks deliberately. Yet another man has succumbed. There's all these videos online. If you look at one of the reels, Lee, I don't know if you do this. Do you ever get sucked into reels online?
Yeah, occasionally. I try not to, but it's a waste of time for the most part. But yeah, occasionally, yes.
Yeah, it's very powerful for us. One of the most powerful on earth. I could have five things to do, and I watch one reel because I'll tell myself.
And nothing gets done.
No, nothing, because you're only a minute. That's how they suck you in.
Right, exactly.
It's just a minute.
And then there's the next one.
And then, exactly. And I started watching a while ago. I started watching these people and they'll rub the sharks on the nose, you know, and they go catatonic, you know, and so they float. And then they can rub their bellies. That's the new thing. Rub the belly like it's a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing we're learning is that doesn't work all the time. It's not dependable.
You know, and they make fun of Southern churchgoers that handle snakes. So.
I know, right? Seems so much safer. So people are now pursuing sharks with their GoPros, figuring, well, if it attacks me, I'll just rub its nose. It'll go catatonic. No, not always. This guy in Israel saw sharks, got super excited in front of his family's father, dives into the water to try to catch him before they can leave. And they ate him. But they dragged him out to the sea first and ate him. And we documented this last month. A woman tried this. She is filming the shark with her hands as she tried to do the nose rub thing that everybody sees on Instagram now. And it bit off her hands, both of them. So don't do that. Just don't do that. Text writes, natural selection is all I got to say. Text writes, Darwin, the internet is thinning the herd. It has been known to happen. And finally, text writes, I don't know about the shark thing, but I do know that a finger in a German shepherd's butt will take the fight out of it. Well, that's been documented, okay? So if your dog or someone's attacked, finger right up the butt. Wait, what? No, it stopped a pit bull attack in the UK. By the way, you know, I realized when I told you guys about that you, it absolutely for real. And then the guy saved his dog's life. I forgot to tell you about the technique. And I realized that after the show that day. It's not good enough to just stick your finger up the butt to stop the dog. You got to leave it in there. Now, it's on the video on my X feed. You'll see how to do it. And, you know, how much do you love your dog? Gotta love your dog a lot to do that, but it works. You should have seen the look on the German Shepherd's face. It was priceless.